News, I'm Rusty Pugh. President-elect Trump is vowing to pursue a much bigger and bolder agenda when he returns to the White House.
I will govern by a simple motto: promises made, promises kept. We're going to keep our promises. Nothing will stop me from keeping my word to you, the people. We will make America safe, strong, prosperous, powerful, and free again.
Trump campaign senior advisor Danielle Alvarez says President Trump is not one to waste any time.
Well, I think just as the president said throughout the campaign trail, his day one agenda is going to be unleashing American energy, unleashing the American worker, securing that border like he did on his first term, a promise that he made throughout this campaign trail. And of course, that he said before he's sworn into office, he is going to work on brokering peace through strength and restoring our position on the global stage.
Meanwhile, Harris supporters and members of the liberal media are shattered and in disbelief over Trump's win.
I'm profoundly disturbed. I'm worried about mass deportation and internment camps. What we did not have is white women who voted about 52%, right, for Donald Trump, uneducated white women, is my understanding.
These guys on the other side inevitably start picking off individual journalists, individual publishers, individual news organizations to try ultimately to turn us all into some American-accented version of RT.
Can't help but wonder if the American people have given up on democracy.
I'd like to know what that says about us as a country.
Fox News contributor Joe Concha says comments like those or why legacy media is dead.
This has been the bestest week ever to watch television in general, especially when you watch places like The View talking about how Donald Trump is going to put people in internment camps and have journalists arrested. And look, he's never been president before, so we don't know what's coming. That's right, he was president 2017, 18, 19, 20, and none of this happened. All the things they're predicting will happen did not happen. Look, legacy media is dead. This reaction we're going to see now for the next 4 years, but no one's listening anymore. You call a guy a fascist, Hitler, garbage for the last 9-10 years, and after a while, like you read to your kids, the boy who cried wolf, people stop listening. Yeah.
Flipping Pennsylvania red was one of the biggest pickups for President Trump. Todd Pyro talked to Pennsylvania voters about why they rejected Kamala Harris's agenda.
Do you think Kamala's flip-flopping on fracking in part cost her the state of Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt. You can't say that you're going to ban it one day and then realize that you got a lot of people to swing the votes. And, yeah, we saw through that lie.
What does Trump's win mean for the economy here in central Pennsylvania?
It's going to boom. It's going to boom. Three words for you. Drill, baby, drill.
A conservative political commentator is thankful that God has decided to give America grace rather than judgment. Chad Groening has more.
Conservative America is celebrating as Donald Trump and the MAGA movement swept to an historic victory Tuesday night, winning the key battleground states of Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, and North Carolina. And Republicans regained control of the Senate. Robert Knight is a columnist for The Washington Times.
Obviously, God has decided to give America grace rather than judgment at this time, and I'm grateful for that. I think that the country will respond. This could be part of a revival, as far as we know.
And Knight says a lot of people are pushing back against identity politics.
And particularly the anti-white, anti-Christian stances of the Biden-Harris administration upset a lot of people. And I haven't seen how many Christians voted, but I have to believe there was a huge turnout. So it's a great victory for Donald Trump. It's an amazing comeback after all he's been through.
I'm Chad Groening.
The Senate is now in Republican control, but the majority in the U.S. House hangs in the balance. A few individual seats or even a single one will determine the outcome. Final tallies will take a while, likely pushing the decision into next week or beyond. More news online at AFN.net and the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.